Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New this morning, Sweden's top prosecutor has dropped the 7-year rape investigation against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Now, Assange has been holed up inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 to avoid those Swedish charges. Also new this morning, an 18-year-old man is in the hospital as Prince William County police investigate the circumstances of a chase overnight by Manassas City police that ended with an officer shooting and wounding that teenager. The chase began when officers responded to a call of shots fired. The 18-year-old reportedly refused an order to stop. As the chase ended, there was a confrontation and police shot him. Another teenager in the car, a juvenile, was not hurt, and no police officers were injured. There will be lots of people on their bikes on the roads this morning. It's Bike to Work Day. Colin Brown is with the Washington Area Bicyclists Association.
Last year we had about 18,000, and that's just registered. This year we're expecting about 20,000, and those are just the folks who sign up on the website. And certainly more people than that ride their bike to work. On nice days, probably more people than that in the region, even without a free t-shirt.
Bike to Work Day is meant to recognize bike commuters for making the choice not to drive to work, and that helps, they say, ease transportation and environment issues while those biking are having fun. A man's in jail in New York this morning after his car hit nearly 24 pedestrians in Times Square.
People in Times Square said the car came out of nowhere and was picking up speed as it went along.
We heard the vehicle coming up fast. I heard people screaming.
It whizzed by Annette Pierillo as it went the wrong way up 7th Avenue in an area packed with pedestrians and tourists.
The car landed sideways. I saw a gentleman underneath the car and another gentleman was pulling him out.
Injured people littered the sidewalks along the car's path. But the mayor and other city officials were quick to get out the word.
There is no indication that this was an act of terrorism.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz now says he'll be leaving Congress at the end of June. Chaffetz says he and his wife will soon be empty nesters, and it just seemed like a time to turn the page.
March, I kind of had a little bit of a midlife crisis. It was, you know, I turned 50. I'm sleeping on a cot. I've spent more than 1,500 nights on a cot. I just happen to love my wife and adore our kids, and being away so much is hard. It's really, really hard.
Chaffetz, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, had earlier said he would not seek re-election. A former Secret Service officer assigned to the White House will now be spending years in prison for sexting teenage girls.
38-year-old Lee Robert Moore has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Prosecutors say Moore maintained a profile on a social media site called Meet24. Delaware State Police detectives posed there as a 14-year-old girl. Investigators found Moore also communicated inappropriately with real underage girls in Florida, Texas, and Missouri. The former U.S. Marine was assigned to the White House when he was arrested in 2015. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.
An influential Northern Virginia state lawmaker is behind an effort now to limit the political clout of Dominion Resources. State Senator Chad Peterson.
They can turn off your lights and turn off your heat, air conditioning, if you don't pay their bill. And that's fine. I mean, that's what they do, and I get that. But they shouldn't be making political donations, particularly if the General Assembly is going to be getting in the business of setting rates.
Peterson's bill would prohibit companies like Dominion from donating to state political campaigns. Please don't feed the buzzards. A Culpeper woman has been convicted of breaking a state law against feeding buzzards in her backyard. Judy Kelly Shonowitz told the judge that she hadn't planned on feeding the birds. They just started showing up after she set food out for homeless cats. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,663, the Nasdaq at 60.55. Sports, the Pirates take 2 out of 3 from the Nationals with a win yesterday. The Tigers get a win to take 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics are in L.A. tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. I know we have these early delays for the crash north on 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge, but literally seconds ago, I just watched everything clear to the shoulder. So all lanes reopened. We only had the one left lane getting by for well over an hour. So northbound 95 to be about recovering, pushing north of Dumfries with those delays to get up toward the Prince William Parkway. Now on Route 1, that was starting to pick up some of the bailout traffic, obvious place to go when you're just sitting in that stop traffic. Beyond Woodbridge, it's great 95, no problems continuing through Newington, either loop of the Beltway, onto 395, a wide open trip to and across the Mount 14th Street Bridge. DC, 295, looking better. Northbound, the road work cleared, delays have cleared out at Benning Road. Southbound, now it's about the volume starting to form. MacArthur Boulevard remains closed between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road due to road repairs from an earlier water main break. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, just enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat continuing now as we head on through the morning hours. Very warm. The sunshine will go away by this afternoon. And some scattered storms for the commute home 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Stafford, 72 in Silver Spring, and 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. The city of Cincinnati apologizes for mistakenly issuing a proclamation honoring a cop killer. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a very busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall as we wrap up your work week. 7:05 this morning, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel in studio, full half hour. 7:35, Brad Bauman, who's a family spokesperson for the Seth Rich family. He's the DNC staffer who was murdered last year. He'll have some things to say about the recent reporting in that case. At 8:05, Ambassador John Bolton, former UN ambassador, as the president heads off on an international trip, his first. At 8:15, the life and times of Roger Ailes with Joe Concha from The Hill. And we'll talk to Caitlin Collins of The Daily Caller coming up at 8:35. As I say, a very busy morning on Morning the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walton.
They stepped over him, came at me, they threw one punch, which I was able to block kind of instinctively, but it landed a little bit. They swung again the second time. That one hit me. That one hit me down, and I think that was the end of it.
That was Andrew Miller. He's 23 years old. He's a law student at George Washington University, and this past weekend he happened to be at the Gallery Place station. During the day, on a weekend, you know, it wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was talking about what happened when he saw a group of teens beating up a 62-year-old man named John Rowley. And he went on to say, what bothers me is I was the only person who was willing to step forward when there was a crowd of people there. So this crowd of people are standing there watching this group of teens just beating up this older man, and they were trying to push him towards a train. you know, because, hey, that's fun and games. And John Raleigh has come out in an interview previously and said that he thought they were just doing it for fun. And we're going to go into it a little bit more. We're going to go into this, what's happening. But I wanted to find out, because I think this is a question. We hear these stories, we see these stories, and we're like, I can't believe everybody just stood around and watched. I would step in. Would you realistically, though? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Andrew said, you know, everybody's just standing there. I knew if I didn't step in, that they were going to hurt this guy. This guy was going to be hurt, was going to be hurt badly. I knew I had to do something. And he even joked around. He said, yeah, I stopped the second punch with my face. So, you know, listen, he's 23 years old. God bless him. You know, he can do something like that. He's only 5'8", and this was a crowd of teens. And he knew that if he could somehow draw attention away from this older gentleman who was being beaten up and couldn't handle these kids, that it would maybe give them the fear that other people were going to jump in, which, by the way, no one did. Way to go, people. 888-630-9625. Is it realistic to think, A, that anybody's going to jump in and help you, number one? Number two, do you realistically think, honestly, when you think about it, would you jump in? Be honest. 888-630-9625. You're a big guy. You can.
I'm 6'4", and well, you know, right around 285. So I'm a pretty sizable fella, and I have jumped in before. When I was a younger man, generally. I mean, it's not my intention to get involved in other people's issues. But if somebody's getting you know what beat out of them, and you know somebody needs to step in, or somebody you know could potentially die, or as often happens in some of these situations, other people who are in the area could be hurt. You know, two guys going at it, that's sort of their own business sometimes. But if there are other people who are in the area who could also be injured, then you know that I think you have to sometimes stand. In my kid situation, it was when I was about 23, 24 years old, and there was a bar fight that broke out in West Texas, and West Texas bar fights can be quite interesting at times. And literally, a guy was running around with a pool stick, and he was really, you know, getting ready to just hurt this guy in a serious way. But also, there were a whole bunch of people, including a lot of women, standing around, and I did step into the situation. And took the guy with the pool cue and pinned him against the wall until the bouncers got there. But then, you know, well, the problem was that the bouncers thought I had started the mess, and I was only trying to keep it broken up. I wasn't involved in it at all. So, you know, you put yourself at risk when you do things like that. But I think that at times you feel like you need to do. I will say this caveat, though. As a parent, my instinct, if I'm with, you know, my daughter, for example, and something happens, my instinct would be just get my daughter protected. That would be the only instinct I would have. And I think, you know, older and wiser, I simply understand that, you know, the things I could do at 23, I cannot do at my current age.
And you talk about bouncers. What happened in Times Square? That guy, crazed high on some kind of drug, came out of that car, and I don't know if you've seen the pictures. He was in the middle of the street ranting and raving. He looked like a crazed lunatic. A bouncer comes out of Planet Hollywood and tackles him.
Right.
Boom. Tackled the guy. And that's some other guy came along, too. And they stepped up and did something. But you don't know if people are armed. I, as a woman, no, not happening. I'd like to think that I would do something other than yell at some guy. Would you go over there and... I what can I do?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I weigh nothing. there's absolutely nothing I could do. 888-630-9625. Jim in Fairfax City. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning. I used to be a bouncer myself, and when I was a younger man, I saved tons of people. I've saved a prostitute from getting killed in a D.C. Nightclub. I've done a lot of things that I would look back and say, boy, was I crazy. But I have a family now, and I'm not in that profession anymore, and I've aged a little bit. I don't have the skills quite like I used to.
Yeah.
There's still a little gas left in this tank. But I'll tell you this. I'm sorry, but if I have my child with me, get my kids safe and away from the mess. Absolutely. If I'm by myself, I'm going to jump in, and we're gonna figure this out.
Yeah, Jim, I share that sympathy with you. There's an old country song about I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was.
Alan Jackson.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very true, Jim. Thanks, Jim. You know, I have to tell you though, and very quickly we'll get to Bob. You talk about having your kids with you. I'll never forget when I was a kid. I was a little bit older. My brothers were there. My brothers were bigger, and we saw on the side of the road some guy punching the hell out of some woman. And we pulled over. There was another car pulled over. My father pulled over. And my brothers jumped out with my father, and they weren't, I mean, they were like in high school. And when the other guy saw my father and my brothers jump out of the car, he got out of the car. But he wasn't doing it by himself. But my father and my brother, he took the boys with him. He's like...
Yeah, sometimes just pointing out a person's bad behavior is enough to make them stop.
Well, it didn't make him stop. They had to get physical. Very quickly, Bob in Hyattsville, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Bob.
Two things. Those kind of attacks happen a lot on Metro, and they don't get covered. Feral teens attack older people frequently on Metro.
Yeah.
And Mary, you talk about fighting fire with fire, and then whenever it comes down to it, you're just not up for it.
What? Have you seen me?
It doesn't
matter.
I'm
5'7 and 125 pounds. I fall over if the wind is more than 35 miles an hour. If I'm armed, listen, if I could be armed, if I can carry, and I can stop something by using that firearm safely or just the threat of the firearm, that's differently than I would step in. But it would be a suicide mission for me. There is no way. If I was Brian's size, that would be a different story, but... Come on, Bob, thank you.
I don't know karate, but I know crazy. People are afraid of crazy.
Well, good for you, Bob.
Yeah, it's like a commercial where the cowboy twitches his eyes. That's what you need to do. You need to step up and twitch your eyes, you know, and say, you know, you need to back down, partner.
I mean, if somebody else jumps in, I may beat him with my bag or something, but that's as far as it's going.
More of your call straight ahead. Have you ever found yourself in this situation? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s at 6:15. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Heading in and out of Georgetown and Palisades, you need to plan again because we still have MacArthur Boulevard closed between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. Water main repairs have been done, but now it's about the road repairs, and Canal Road picked up a lot of the extra volume as a result, so get ready for that. Arlington, North Glebe Road at North Pershing Drive for the crash. It's north of 50 Arlington Boulevard as you're heading on that north side of Glebe Road, so watch for police direction to work you around in the Arlington area. On I-95, all right, I know it's slow, but the crash moved to the shoulder. So northbound 95 about recovering now, north of Dumfries toward the Prince William Parkway. That's a long haul, and Route 1 pick up a bit of extra heavy volume as the bailout. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. Sunshine this morning, a 50% chance of thunderstorms developing as the day progresses, a high near 90. Tonight, a 40% chance of scattered showers and a low of 63. This weekend, it's just going to be cooler. Saturday, mostly cloudy and 73. Sunday, cloudy skies, highs in the upper 60s. Looking into the early part of the next week, Monday, thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 617 on WML. Traffic and weather brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Store.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
It is 617 on WMAL. And we're talking about Andrew Miller, 23-year-old law student at George Washington. And this weekend, when there was a gentleman being beaten on at the Metro, at the stop, nobody jumped in, nobody did anything. And he realized, he said, this guy's going to either be kicked in the head repeatedly or thrown against a moving train. And I realized he was in a bad position, and I realized I'm not going to be somebody who stands by, so I stepped up. Have you ever done that? We all like to think we would. We all, you know, shake our heads and tut-tut when we hear these stories where everybody stands around and does nothing.
Right.
But there is that thing that says it takes one person to move, and when one person moves, then the other people go.
Yeah.
It takes that one person, and he was that one guy.
It takes a Todd Beamer.
Yeah, it takes a Todd, exactly.
Let's roll.
Exactly.
It takes somebody to start it.
Or it takes the bouncer at the night Planet Hollywood in Times Square.
That's a great story,
Just tackled that maniac. 888-630-9625. Would you realistically, and have you ever found yourself in this type of situation? John in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Yes, good morning. I haven't found myself in that situation on Metro. I've been in other situations where it was a matter of just walking. It was one person doing something, walking towards that person, staring right into their face, saying, you better stop. You know, and that works usually when it's one person. But on Metro, let's be real, the elephant in the room is very often this is a racial thing that's going to happen. And if you get involved, then you might be the one that's accused. And that's the truth, and you know it. So,
well,
let's be real.
Well, I don't know. That didn't happen.
That's what's happening. Let's be real. Very often, the perpetrators are not white. And if you're white and you get involved, you're going to be the one that's accused of something by somebody.
Well, that didn't happen here.
That's a big reason why people won't get involved.
Interesting, John. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Have a great weekend. I don't think that's why people don't get involved. I think people don't get involved because in the back of their brain, especially lately, is are they armed? Am I going to get knifed? Am I going to get shot? You know, we're just not seeing the weapons right now because they're beating this guy. And I think it also takes that one person to step forward to be that hero, to be that Andrew Miller, to get everyone else to do something. I really do. And sorry, guys, I hate to say it, but it's incumbent upon you because they could literally pick me up and throw me across the platform.
Mm.
I'm nothing. They could do that. So what am I going to do?
Yeah, you're a wispy little thing.
I'm a little thing. Although I've never thought of myself that way. Dan and Chevy Chase, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Dan.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is sort of a Texas eyebrow twitch kind of story, I guess. It was years ago. I was 6'3", 175, Lake Ann, Reston. About five teenagers were giving this unarmed security guard a really rough time, pushing him around things, and I was with a young lady. And I stepped forward. I was wearing a turtleneck and some sort of a tweed jacket, and I had my dog tag around my neck just for an accessory. And I said, hey, why don't you guys just back off? And just come on, back off. And they said, well, you've got dog tag. You're 4F, you're 4F. You can't get in. I said, no, I'm 4A. 4A? Hey, what's a 4A? 4A's a veteran. And I took one step forward, and they just split.
I think people look at that and say, you're lucky they just split.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me that in the last couple of years, the violence has escalated, and these teenagers, even teens, girls, has they act as a pack. And someone called them feral teens, and I think that's an accurate description. They act as a pack now, and they don't care. It's amazing. More of your calls coming up. It is 6:22 on WMAL.
Did you use your timeshare last year? If your timeshare is now more a burden than pleasure, Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely and legitimately. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company with a 100% money-back guarantee. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at #MilitaryHeroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us.
No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully.
Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week until midnight.
It is 6:25 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. If every morning commute could be like this out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Nice light volume. Top side, just seeing a little bit of that stop and go between University Boulevard and Georgia Avenue. And now we have delays. Let's go Virginia. That's where we're slow or jammed out of Dumfries toward the Prince William Parkway due to the crash. It's now on the shoulder, but the tractor trailer that was involved still on the shoulder, so still a bit to check out. So distraction again, northbound 95 to get you past the Prince William Parkway. Next set of delays, you'll hit 395 to work through Landmark. Once you get past King Street, boom, you're good. Shirlington and across the 14th Street Bridge without any delays there. In case you haven't heard, we still have MacArthur Boulevard closed each direction between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. Road repairs now need to be done due to the water main break. Canal Road, that's where we pick up a lot of extra volume, so plan accordingly. Update is sponsored by Park Repair Service Experts. Contact Park Repair Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit parkrepairs.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat continuing now as we head on through the morning hours. Very warm. Sunshine will go away by this afternoon and some scattered storms for the commute home 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 626.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in L.A.? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com. All we can be
heroes. The word hero is thrown around casually. Sports heroes, all sorts of heroes. This guy is a hero.
And that was John Rally. He was the man who was getting beat up at Gallery Place over last weekend on the Metro, and Andrew Miller stepped in to help him. He was the hero, and every now and then these people rise up, and we all like to think that we would be that person. But realistically,
yeah, would you rise when the moment is there and you've got to make that decision? Do I walk away or do I jump in?
Exactly. Robert and Chevy Chase, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I'd stepped in one at a time. I kind of intervened, didn't really step in. Fortunately for me, my size and my appearance is a little threatening. I also look like a cop. That's how my appearance comes in, but I'm not a cop at all. So, you know, I just said, hey, you know, it's not worth it. You know, you don't want to do this. You don't want to get involved. And, of course, I puffed up a little bit, but, you know, but like any man would do. However, the thing here is, it's a conspiracy theory coming out of me. Our government trains us not to step in. Yeah. Our government trains us to call the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thin blue line takes a while to get there. Sometimes it's up to a citizen to make the thing, you know, to do what needs to be done.
And that's what makes us civilized. Mm. Thank you, Robert. It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top performing home buyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
You know, that singer Cher says she hates to listen to her own music. Do you know people who are, you know, pretty good at what they do who hate what they do? We're going to take your calls on this. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital, and time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. President Trump leaves today for his first foreign trip as president. Before he goes, he's hinting that a key appointment may be close.
The president is, quote, very close to naming a replacement for FBI director. The front runner that has been floated is former United States Senator Joe Lieberman. But Democrats are already expressing concerns about naming a top politician, a former politician, to the job. The president leaves this afternoon for his 9-day trip overseas. First stop, Saudi Arabia.
Correspondent Joe Johns. For the second time this week, a local artist activist has used a projector to put controversial words and images on a downtown building. Monday night, it was the Trump Hotel. Last night, Robin Bell's target was the Justice Department headquarters. He projected an image of Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a KKK outfit with the words, "Sessions must go." Now, earlier this week, WMAL talked with Robin Bell.
I like to think I'm a relatively friendly person, so We try to like, you know, if there is tension, we try to cut it down, you know.
Bell admits the law is kind of gray when it comes to his virtual graffiti. Prince William County police are now investigating the overnight shooting of an 18-year-old suspect by a Manassas City police officer. It happened at the conclusion of a police chase that began when officers responded to a call of shots fired. Another teenager in the car, a juvenile, was not hurt, and no police officers were injured. Sweden is dropping its investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. That, according to a prosecutor's statement released this morning. But Assange isn't out of the woods yet. Prosecutors say the probe could reopen if Assange returns to Sweden before the statute of limitations runs out in 2020. And UK police say Assange is still wanted for jumping bail and will face arrest if he comes out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,663, the Nasdaq at 60.55. Sports, the Nats lose to the Pirates again. The Orioles lose to the Tigers again. WNBA, the Mystics take on the Sparks on the road tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25% while doing it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
If you think about taxes and fees, the two main erosion factors for most people's assets, then anything that we can do to eliminate or reduce taxes and fees along the way is going to help you either generate more income or add more certainty to your assets that will last for the entire duration of your retirement.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid Indeed washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Arlington commuters still watch for police direction on Glebe Road north of 50. Arlington Boulevard is going to be North Glebe Road at Pershing Drive at the intersection. Again, to work past the crash. Interstate 95 still about recovering here through Dale City toward Woodbridge, but the crash has been cleared to the shoulder for some time. Northbound 95 as you come up to the exit for the Prince William Parkway. And Route 1, that picked up a little volume, too. 395 to get you past Landmark. The distraction had been once stalled in the express lanes, but that was over to the shoulder. No delay in the express lanes, but we're checking you out in the main lines, even though all lanes are open here past Duke Street. We'll get you through Annapolis, but a little bit slow now in on 50 as you approach before you get to the bridge, Seven River Bridge, where the new crash just happened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Summertime heat staying with us here today. Then we're going to cool down over the upcoming week. Again, quite a bit. Close to 90 scattered storms coming in this afternoon through this evening. Then partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 63. Much cooler tomorrow, fronts through, cloudy 73. Sunday cloudy only in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Burke, 64 in Gaithersburg, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
And good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL. It is Friday, and boy, do we have a show for you. It's very packed for Friday. James Rosen will be in studio with us at 7:05 from the Fox News Channel. And at 7:35, it's Brad Bauman. Brad is the spokesperson for the Seth Rich family. Seth Rich was killed almost a year ago in Washington, D.C. And you know he's been back in the news with the investigation into that. At 8:05, it is Ambassador John Bolton. Give us a preview of President Trump's travels around the world. At 8:15, it's Joe Concha from The Hill. And at 8:35, it's Caitlin Collins from The Daily Caller. I'm Mary Walters, sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to rock. From 1965, you remember this song, Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. It was a huge hit, right? And then, you know, the Sonny and Cher, they went their separate ways, and Sonny for a while was a member of Congress, and Cher went off and had a solo career. But you know what? There's a recent interview with Cher in which she said that she doesn't really like what she does. She doesn't like the sound of her voice. She doesn't like her music. She says, in quote, to Billboard, I'm not a Cher fan. I just don't think my aesthetic tastes lie in that direction. And she went on to talk about, you know, how she never listens to her music. She has produced entire albums that she can't even recall what is on them, and that she really doesn't like, you know, the product that she has produced that many people have found joy with over the many years. I was stunned by this, and I want to know, do you know somebody out there who is pretty good at what they do, but just absolutely hates what they do?
Yeah.
1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I remember a couple of stories that I've read over the years. They always stuck with me. I remember Johnny Depp. You know, I think Johnny Depp is an unusual guy, but a very talented actor. Johnny Depp has never watched any one of his movies. He's never seen any of the movies that he stars in. He assiduously avoids looking at his performances. He doesn't do, as you do when you're an actor, and many actors do, and you're producing a movie. He doesn't look at the daily rushes. He has no idea what the thing has looked like, and has never seen most of the movies that he has been a part of. And I thought, why would you do that? He just doesn't like to watch himself. He doesn't appreciate what he brings to the screen. I remember an interview that I heard one time with Billy Joel. Now, I think Billy Joel is an immensely talented guy. You could argue that Billy Joel is one of the most prolific pop songwriters in the modern era. Billy Joel, I recently saw an interview with him a while back that said that he would not be producing any more pop songs. He would not be writing any more pop songs. It's because he found that process to be so entirely boring. He was bored. It was boring to him. And I thought, wow, I cannot believe. Here's a guy that many, I mean, there are millions of people who love Billy Joel's music and who get great joy out of it. And he looks at pop song as something that's, writing a pop song as something that's boring. He may be one of the best to come down the pike in many years since the Beatles, but he just doesn't enjoy the process. And he said, I will not write any more pop songs. I was shocked by that. I was stunned by that. And I don't understand. I've known people who, for example, used to be military pilots, and they used to fly Harrier jets, and they got out of the military, and they never, ever wanted to fly again. And I don't understand that. Do right. You know somebody like this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Because, you know, for me, in my career, I've always had great joy in producing a product. Now, that said, I don't like a lot of people in radio. I don't go back and listen to shows and critique them. I never do that because, it's done. I got to think about the next thing. Looking backwards to me is not really productive in that regard. It's not that I find it objectionable or that I dislike doing it. It's just that it doesn't seem to be a good investment of my time. But I'm always surprised that there are people who go in every day, do a pretty satisfactory job, but then at the end of the day find that they don't really have any joy in it, and they actually kind of hate what they do.
I know people like this. I know someone who grew up in not... I mean, I think we're thinking of this mostly as artists, but as you point out, like pilots who do it every day. I knew someone who grew up in the bakery business. There was always a family. There was always a bakery in the family. She loved baking. She loved being in the bakery until she had to do it every day. And then hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it. She loved baking and phenomenally talented because, you know, now you have to be able to be an artist and you have to decorate and everything else. Loved baking at home. Loved baking when she felt like baking. Didn't want to do it every day. And got out.
Wow.
Got out of the business. This is a family business, and said, I cannot do this every single day. It's fun when I get to do it when I want to do it, but I don't want to do it all the time. I know people who are doctors who studied years and years and years, incurred incredible debt, don't really start making any money until they're in their mid-30s, and absolutely, they love being doctors, hate practicing medicine because of the medical industry, what it has become with all the government regulation and everything else. Because of that, but they hate what they do.
But they don't dislike the actual act of practicing medicine. They dislike the way they have to practice medicine,
right,
given the environment they have to work
but
in.
But I think that's
a different thing,
But I think that's what Cher is talking about. Because she said the 1995 album, It's a Man's World, she said it's crap. I don't remember what's on it. I didn't like any of it. But she went on to say that what she wanted to do was be like, she said that she was urged to make a dance album and she refused. And she went on to say that she always wanted to be, I wanted to sound more like Joni Mitchell or the Eagles. I just, that's what she wanted, but she was instead forced to make pop songs like Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, Half Breed, Dark Lady. And she said, I felt ashamed of those songs. Of those pop songs,
really?
Even though they were big hits. Ben, she said, because I didn't want to be that artist. I wanted to do this. This is what... So she was in the industry, and she enjoyed singing, but she wanted to sing what she wanted.
And the industry was driving her instead of she driving her own creative process.
And I think that happens for a lot of people. The industry drives you, and it takes the joy out of what you're doing.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Arlington, North Glebe Road, north of 50 Arlington Boulevard. Please tell me, yep, you can get through there now without being diverted at Pershing Drive, the scene of the earlier crash. I'm not seeing too much of a delay, so it shouldn't cost you too much extra time. Again, Arlington, you can now use North Glebe. On 95, Virginia, through Stafford and Aquia, we have a thick rush hour. And again, Dale City toward Woodbridge, starting to get back to normal, even though we're still focused on the accident activity on the shoulder as you approach the exit for the Prince William Parkway. Had the broken down on the shoulder in the express lanes, 395 at Duke Street. Express lanes fine. Main lines, you are curious. We're checking it out. From the Beltway to Duke Street, slow. And then you're wide open across the 14th Street Bridge. Into the sun glare, starting to see 66 bunching up a bit here through Manassas, Fair Oaks, and as you come up through to the Beltway, but the lanes are open, so good news there. And not open as you're heading through, the Georgetown area and Palisades, MacArthur Boulevard remains closed between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road due to the earlier water main break. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Summertime heat staying with us here today. Then we're going to cool down over the upcoming weekend quite a bit. Close to 90 scattered storms coming in this afternoon through this evening. Then partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 63. Much cooler tomorrow, fronts through, cloudy 73. Sunday cloudy only in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, is now 647.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, we want to bring you up to date on the horrible events in Times Square yesterday. I know if you were watching cable news by any chance, you saw this, and it was just you couldn't take your eyes off the scene there. The situation is very bad. 20 people were injured. One person who actually died as a man, age 26, from the Bronx, drove through Times Square at a high rate of speed, going the wrong way, mowing down pedestrians all over the place. Because there are so many news organizations that are located near Times Square, they were on the scene within a matter of moments. And what you saw there was a very sad situation of people literally being cared for on the sidewalks and people being carted off in ambulances. An 18-year-old girl was killed, and a total, I guess, actually, of 22 others were seriously injured. This guy, Richard Rojas, was taken into custody after he was tackled by a guy who was working at a nearby, Planet Hollywood.
Big dude.
He's a big dude at the Planet Hollywood. He sees it. He runs out and tackles the guy, and then police then came and arrested him. This guy has a history of drunk driving incidents. They have ruled out terrorism. They say basically they believe he was really high on synthetic marijuana. Which, they say that stuff is bad stuff. He tried to flee from police after the crash. So, a very sad situation. I mean, I'm glad to hear it's not terrorism. It is very troubling, though, that these kinds of things can happen.
Yeah, he had smoked K2, which I guess is the synthetic marijuana. He was also under the influence of PCP, which we know causes hallucinations and mania and all sorts of other stuff. So.
It's 6:48 now on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian healthcare sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable healthcare for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Las Vegas will soon be invaded by the biggest names in the music world for the 2017 Billboard Music Awards. Miley Cyrus is coming to Vegas to perform her new single Malibu for the first time ever on television.
That's big.
Wow. Malibu, next to you, Malibu.
Don't miss the 2017 Billboard Music Awards, Sunday, May 21st, live 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ABC.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
It is 6:53. You know, we need to check and see how our money's doing at the news desk at CNBC. Here's Jessica Ettinger.
That's right. Good morning.
I'll be trying again. Here's Jessica Ettinger.
All good. Stock futures are higher. That's good, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Yesterday, stocks recovered a little bit from Wednesday's big losses. Markets are mostly higher in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is also trading a little higher this morning, above $50 a barrel. President Trump heads out today on his first overseas trip as commander-in-chief, and investors will pay attention to an arms sale to Saudi Arabia expected to be announced this weekend. If you owned a car and its value plunged because it had a potentially deadly Takata airbag inflator inside, you may be part of a $550 million settlement. BMW, Toyota, Subaru, and Mazda agreed to help compensate owners for their losses. Quarterly earnings reports are coming today from Campbell Soup. Deer and Foot Locker should be out in moments. Facebook will carry live Major League Baseball games on Friday. Starting today, it's Colorado at Cincinnati. The Friday games on Twitter have been moved to Tuesdays. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, around the Beltway, let's go to the Wilson Bridge for starters. As you approach St. Barnabas Road, that's where you have delays heading from Maryland into Virginia. 210 heading toward Palmer Road and up toward Livingston Road in the Beltway. Look for some heavy volume. They've had some police activity in that area. On 295 toward the Naval Research Lab, slowing over the Severn River Bridge. Getting there on 50, if your destination is to get into Annapolis, a little extra time because right before you get onto the bridge, it looks like, not sure if they're a work truck, but they definitely block the left lane. MDOT crews are there, so two lanes to the right get you by 50 at Severn River. And for 270, fantastic trip this morning out of Frederick and down to the Beltway, lighter than normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms on the move. They'll get here this afternoon and under a warm and humid morning. And we get to 90 with those storms rolling in for the afternoon commute into the evening hours. And then 63 overnight. Mostly cloudy, much cooler tomorrow, 73. Sunday, mainly cloudy and high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 6:56.
I'm Gardner Britt III, general manager at Ted Britt. From all of us at Ted Britt Automotive, we honor those that have given their lives to defend our freedom.
Italy. I saw this story and it piqued my interest and I said, oh, I could do this. Italy is giving away properties. The government is giving away, in a way, 103 ancient buildings to entrepreneurs who promise to transform them into tourist destinations. Huh. They are along 8 historic routes all across the country, and they're also on the islands of Sicily and Sardinia. Sounds nice. Great, right? I said, I could do this. They're going to give me the property. I could do this. Well, here's a little bit of a catch. There's always a catch. First of all, specific preference will be given to those under the age of 40.
Okay.
And they will then be awarded rights to the property for 9 years. So they want you to come in and take an ancient property, and they would like you to transform it into some kind of tourist attraction that people will want to come to go
and visit,
see.
Right.
And then you can only get a lease for 9 years.
And so then after you build up the property and turn it into something, then you got to renegotiate the lease.
Exactly. That's where they lost me. Having a 135-year-old house, I know how much money goes into a 135-year-old house. I can't imagine an ancient property. That would not be good for me. On the other hand, if you would like a lighthouse, a fortress of some kind, a stone watchtower, a disused army barracks, a convent, a charter house, or some castles. They will give you a lease of up to 50 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, because it's a much bigger investment. Can you imagine trying to renovate a castle?
Yeah, that'd be something.
Can you even begin to imagine what it takes? The lighthouses, though, are apparently a hot commodity. There are 10 lighthouses that are up for grabs, which some of them are very famous and are part of, obviously, Italy's history.
See, you know, I've actually thought this is not a bad idea. I mean, something like, I mean, when you look at the United States, they really should think about selling off some of the properties they have. The United States owns vast stretches of land in the West and in other parts. A lot of this land is really, you know, some of it's parkland, et cetera, but some of it's just not being really used for anything. Why couldn't we, you know, make our debt go down by selling off some of these properties to the highest bidders? I've always thought we really should sort of have a fire sale and get rid of a lot of things that are out there.
Well, if I'm buying it, then I want to be able to do with it what I will.
Right,
and
right,
a lot of times they won't do that. I know there were some historic barracks out on Sandy Hook, and they're falling into disrepair, and they used to be beautiful, so they were going to do the same thing, but you got a 99-year lease on it, which is fantastic. Fantastic. And then a group of people get together. That's terrible. It's going to increase traffic if these buildings are being
used. Oh, yeah. There's always the NIMBY people.
And,
right?
Of course, they had a lot of money. And so now those buildings are just falling into disrepair and they're going to be gone. So,
well, listen, I still think we could make some money. Just sell off some land in the West. Listen, it's now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, coming up here on WNAL.
Hey, Brad Bauman. He is the Seth Rich family spokesperson. Will be joining us to set the record straight.
And guess what? Jimmy Rose from the Fox News Channel is going to be with us in studio for the next half hour. You don't want to go anywhere. 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Here's the news.
WNA. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.